Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Believe it or not, for the first time in U.S. history, the amount of electric power generated from wind in 2019 exceeded the amount sourced from hydroelectric.
And this milestone means that wind is now the top renewable source of electricity generation in the United States, a position previously held by hydroelectricity for several decades. But how about Asia? Are we also leaning towards wind energy now?
Well, according to a report by the International Renewable Energy Agency, Asia is set to become the world leader in the wind energy market over the next few decades and dominate both the onshore and offshore wind power industries.
And not just that, Future of Winds report also mentioned that Asia will by 2050 account for more than half of all onshore and more than 60% of all offshore wind power installations globally.
Well, it looks like the wind energy might just be the way to go. But what are the difficulties a company can face when investing in wind-powered projects? And what is the future of wind energy in Southeast Asia? On the line this morning to tell us a little bit more is Ti Chi Liang, who's chairman of Genakosa. Ti, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Denker.
Thank you, sir. Tell us a little bit about the company. Am I pronouncing it right? Genakosa.
You got it perfectly, yeah. Genakosa, that's right, yeah.
Tell us how it started, because I understand you've got actually a background in the coal mining industry. Tell us your story.
Okay, actually, I started with building a gas plant for my first project. Then we went on to a coal plant. Then I went on now to a wind plant, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a big shift change for you to go from, obviously, the fossil fuels to the wind energy. What's been your biggest takeaway from making that transition?
Yeah, you know, I think green power, actually, wind power, which is green power, solar power, is actually going to be the predominant energy for the future, right? I think the young generations are also demanding it. In fact, you know, even my children is telling me, you know, dad says, you know, you shouldn't be going into coal power, you should be going into green energy. And I think that's the way to be, and I think we as responsible citizens should do that way, you know?
Yeah, talk about being pressured there.
Yeah, very much. And in as much as you decided to make the transition, you know, there was a time where banks would be very willing to finance investments in fossil fuels. Was it difficult to get financing for your green project?
Okay, there's a big difference between coal plants and wind plants. So I think we need to talk a little bit about the difference to understand where the financing are coming from. So for coal plants, it's actually base load, right? So like the coal plant that we are building in Vietnam is a 1,002 megawatt plant, right? So when I talk about base load is that every day you can put into the grid, generate into the grid, 1,200 megawatts, no matter the weather, right? Now you have the wind energy. So wind is a bit more unpredictable because it depends on the wind conditions and things like that. So for some season, some months, you could have very low wind and very low power production, yeah? So the wind energy itself has more risks than the coal plant. While it is a cleaner energy, it has more risk, right? Whilst banks are not keen to lend to coal plants because the energy is not so clean, the wind power plant has its own challenges because there are more risks attached to it. So your question is that it's not easy also to get financing for wind power stations. Yeah.
T, your green power stations, your wind power stations, am I right to say that you're constructing them in Vietnam?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why did you choose Vietnam? I'm curious.
Okay, that's an interesting question. You know, I was there about 8 years ago. So when I got there, I could feel the energy in Vietnam, you know. And Vietnam has a very young population. Okay, just to give you an example. So when I was there 8 years ago, you know, in the restaurants when I was having my dinner, you know, the waiters and the waitress would come and will come and talk to me. You know, they ask me about the food, they ask me about the weather and things like that. And I would say to myself, wait, why is this waiter and waitress so meddling? And all I want is to finish the dinner. And later I find out that what these guys are trying to do is actually to improve their English by talking to someone that is from overseas, right? So you could feel the energy in the city, right? Every young person there wants to do something to make it better for themselves. And so you got a country that has a population of 90 over million people. And I thought, wow, you know, that would be the country that I want to do business in.
Oh.
Now, in today, Vietnam is actually the brightest spot in Asia. They have a growth rate about, you know, over 7% in 2018 and 2019. Right now, developed countries are only having a growth rate of about 2-3%, and You know, I mean, if they get to 4%, yeah, they're very happy, you know. But Vietnam has doubled that, you know. And 8 years ago, when I was talking to banks, they were not so keen to lend to Vietnam. Today is a different story, you know. It's really the country to go and do business.
Yeah. To you also, it's interesting. Mm. Vietnam's government recently issued a decision to adjust the feed-in tariff. So maybe you can just kind of explain this feed-in tariff a little bit. But this adjustment, what impact has it had? And what does it mean for operations like yours?
To put it this way, the old tariff was not possible. So green power is slightly more expensive than fossil power, right? That is why you see that the wind energy in the developed countries, because they can afford this form of energy. But I must say that Vietnam is doing very good on this. They're trying to maybe allocate, I don't know, maybe 20-30% of the power to wind at the moment, right? And they are trying to attract overseas investors into Vietnam. And the previous tariff was not bankable. So the new tariff now is bankable. Now, the joke about this tariff was that I think the tariff came on about 2 years ago. So I was giving an interview to Vietnamese newspaper, and the reporter was asking me about tariff, and I say it was not bankable and things like that. And then I think about a month later, the new tariff came out and it was approved. A lot of people in Vietnam thought, you know, I was so influential to have got the tariff to be approved, which is not, I mean. But it was nice, because after that, everybody was very nice to me for about 6 months.
That's always good. T, I understand that before wind power, Jana Kwasa was investing in coal power plants. Right now, you yourself, you still have another project that's in Duyen Hai 2 project in Vietnam that's building them. So you're still in this coal space. You've not totally gotten out. Are you planning to transit completely in future?
Well, this will be the last coal plant that I'm going to do.
Sure.
So I just did a financial close last month on a 78-megawatt plant, which is roughly about $180 million to build. Mm-hmm. So it was funded by a green fund comprising of CIO from Netherlands and SD International from Korea. Right? Now, then the next one that I'm going to do is not a coal plant. It's another 400-megawatt wind plant, also in Vietnam, with the Hong Hai Group. Now, coming back to your question about the coal plant, as I've said that, yes, we are going to transition from coal to wind. But in a high-growth country like Vietnam, you cannot completely go off the fossil fuel scene at the moment. Why? It's because, like I said, right, the coal plant actually gives baseload energy into the grid, constant power into the grid, right? Now, in a country like Vietnam, which is growing, you know, you have a lot of factories, you know, every day there's maybe thousands of factories producing products, right? You cannot tell a factory, sorry, today the wind is not so good, I've got no power for you.
It's
so
impossible to put
need
a timeline.
Coal plant to a certain extent. Sorry?
It's impossible to put a timeline then.
No, actually, my transition is complete, right? Mm. So we no longer go into coal plant. In fact, I was offered new opportunities to go into coal plant, which I've declined.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the transition is complete. The question is, how long do we operate the coal plant that is still there? So the question is of how long do we still operate the coal plant that is still there? It's really dependent on what the country needs, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you talk about there needing to be a sort of a baseline of coal usage because it's in an all-weather power source. But one of the issues has been that locally more and more banks, and certainly we see this in a big way here in Singapore, is that more and more banks are not wanting to fund projects that include, you know, the dirtier fuels, let's say. How do you struggle with that? Because in practicality, we're not there yet that we can supply everything from green energy.
You are right. And therefore, when you talk about the fossil fuel, right, the technology has improved in such a way that although coal energy is not that clean, but it can be cleaner with better technology. So, for example, like the plant that we have built in Vietnam, most power plants are based on subcritical technology. So the one that we put up in Vietnam is based on supercritical technology. What it simply means is it is more efficient, and because it's more efficient, the emission is less. But of course, this sort of technology is much more expensive. It's about 30% more than the conventional coal plant. And so for me, I mean, profit is, well, we do business to make money, but it's not a priority. I think it should be a win-win thing with the country and with the business itself.
We've been speaking this morning with T. Chi Liang, chairman of Jana Kwansa. T, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.